from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Roshan Lloyd Souza, CSC. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from two donors. The first is an anonymous donor from Brighton, Victoria, Australia, in thanksgiving for graces received for their family and friends and for the forgiveness of sins. The second is Mary Chris P. Sortina from North Vancouver, British Columbia, for her personal intentions. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we come together to celebrate this Eucharist, let us ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts and minds, and so prepare ourselves to enter into this mystery, to listen to his words, and to apply them to our daily lives. Let us seek God's forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that we may experience at all times the fruit produced by the Paschal observances, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. With Paul, we set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrake, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is glory for all his faithful ones. The Lord takes delight in his people. Alleluia. The Spirit of truth will bear witness to me, says the Lord, and you also will be my witness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, he said to the disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear sisters and brothers, when God speaks, powerful things happen. God spoke and there was light. God spoke and the ground ripped asunder and the flood waters covered the earth. God spoke and 100-year-old Abraham and his barren wife Sarah had a son. God spoke and the entire sea split in half for 2 million Israelites to pass through on dry ground. God spoke, and a virgin conceived and gave birth. God spoke, and the crippled stood up, and the blind could see. God spoke, and the winds and the waves obeyed him. When God speaks, powerful things happen. God still speaks today. God still speaks today, but not as he did in the past. In the past, God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. In the past, God thundered down with words to Moses and Israel on Mount Sinai. In the past, God the Son spoke here in this world. In the past, God spoke in dreams to Peter and Paul. God still speaks today, but not in those ways he did in the past. God himself explained how he himself would speak to us in this New Testament era of his people. Listen to Jesus' words in today's Gospel of John, chapter 15. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. This is a new and different era of the church. In the Old Testament, it was the Father who primarily spoke with believers like Adam, Abraham, Moses, and David. In the Gospels, it was the Son who primarily spoke with believers as Jesus walked his earth and preached and taught. But Jesus promised that in these last days, someone else would speak. This someone else is called the Counselor, or Comforter, or Encourager. This someone else would be sent from the Father. This someone else is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Now we know that God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who primarily interacts with the church. And when you read or hear the Word of God, the Spirit is working in your heart, period. There are no questions, there is no doubt. When God speaks, powerful things happen. Your faith will be strengthened. You will grow much, much closer to God. You will gain a greater understanding of the peace and hope that are yours. The Word of God is the power of God. So be it. Be around it. Read it. Hear it. Sing it. Study it. Learn it, or even memorize it. The Spirit comes to us still today, not in ways He did in the past. No. Our powerful God uses powerful tools to communicate a powerful truth. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to communicate with us. These days, God speaks to us, and God comes to us in many different ways. God uses special tools to come to us and to communicate the truth of our salvation in Jesus Christ. Those special tools are the Word of God and the sacraments. Sometimes they are called the means of grace because they are the means by which God's grace is given to us. If God, the Holy Spirit, comes to us till today, and if God, the Holy Spirit, uses His power on us till today, and if God, the Holy Spirit, uses special tools or means to come to us today, be around those tools. Be in the Word. Be in worship. For in the Word of God and in baptism and the Lord's Supper, God works. God comes to us. God grants forgiveness, life, and salvation. And when God speaks, powerful things do happen. Be where God speaks, in the Word, at home, and in the Word, and in the sacrament of the church. Powerful things will happen. There are times when we go through struggles, pain, and suffering. God sends His own messenger in different forms. Sometimes maybe my neighbor, maybe the stranger I never knew. God sends people to us to help us out, to come out of our struggles. We need to be open to the promptings of the Spirit. We need to keep our hearts and minds open to listen to God's Word. As we continue with this Eucharist, let the Spirit of God engulf us, take us over, so that we may always abide by His truth. Amen. With confidence, let us present to God the needs of the church and our world. Loving God, be with your church, with the Holy Father, our bishops, priests, religious, deacons, and with all your faithful people. Today, as we come together as a community from many different countries, We ask for your guidance and your blessings. For this, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our Prayer Intentions book, especially those asking for peace in their family, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pause to pray for the needs of our family and our own. Loving God, our Father, hear our prayers and those of all who cry out to you in need, and gather us all into your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you at more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gathered for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, and to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go to share the love of Christ.
Thanks
be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Good Christians, all rejoice and sing.
If you'd like to sponsor a Mass or share in sponsoring a Mass, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord of life is risen today. Sing songs of praise along his way.